woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Yes, don't have a heart attack or a stroke. I need all my listeners. We're MFO.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, some live Lou Reed. Great stuff from Rock and Roll Animal. Rock and Roll. Title of the
Animal.
Song. Well, the title of the song is just Rock and Roll. The album's Rock and Roll Animal.
Yes, thank you for clarifying.
What else did we hear? Rolling Stones, an alternate version of Can't You Hear Me Knockin'. It almost sounded, you know, like they didn't have the words yet. Mix going.
That's all they needed to do, really.
I liked it. The studio version of Can You Hear Me Knockin' is like my favorite rock song ever, I think.
It's in the promo, right? The Crash
right.
Course promo.
That's why. That is why, my dear young Marie Michelle. Before that, Grand Funk Railroad, Give Me Shelter, of course, Stones cover. You know the rest. Have a request, 855-915-9636 is the number. Yes, Scott Damgard is going to come in, play us some tunes,
yay,
maybe spin some new stuff. Hopefully he brings his CDs. And we'll get the Ramones block out of the way early so we have time for everything Scott wants to do. He said maybe a half hour or so he'll be here. And so Ramon's block coming up. But first, I need lunch.
I don't need your company. Like you, I'll come for free. I don't really wanna dance, girl. I just wanna get in your pants. I don't want you to hang around, girl. I don't need you to
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
In my drink, somebody. Another night out on the streets, stopping for my usual seats, a bartender please. Take a re-tonic, my favorite drink.
WMFO
in Medford.
I usually don't interrupt the Ramones block, but I just had to say, yes, it is Richie Ramone's birthday.
Happy birthday, Richie.
And he wrote that song, so that goes out to him. This whole block goes out to him. Happy birthday. It's the Ramones on MFO.
I used to be a student. I never used to live. I used to be a Don't bust my chops. Be- We drove each other crazy. Bye bye, baby, baby. Well, I guess it's over and it's done. We had some good times, we had fun. We drove each other crazy. I'll always love you. Bye bye, baby. Felt sad and lonely. We drove each other crazy. I'll always love you, baby. Well, I guess it's over and it's done. We had some good times, we had fun. We drove each other crazy. I'll always love you. Bye bye, baby.
Supposed to hear that? That's behind the scenes. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was a very fun Ramones block. It was almost like I wrote a story with the Ramones songs. Started off with somebody put something in my drink. So it's
the beginning
like,
of the night?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, Joey gets drunk or gets messed up on drugs, whatever they put in his drink. Then he has a bad brain. He argues with his girlfriend with don't bust my chops. But then he tells her, don't go.
Yeah.
Then he says, come back, baby.
Yeah.
And then it ends with bye-bye, baby. It's all
it's
done.
A rough
it's
night. Like a yeah.
yeah. So
aww,
there
yeah.
was a story. There
yeah.
was a Joey Ramone and his girlfriend story.
A love story. And Joey yes. was about love stories, yes.
And it's also Richie Ramone's birthday,
yeah.
who did write Somebody Put Something in My Drink. Happy birthday, Richie.
Happy birthday, Richie.
We have Scott Damgaard is here. He just had to run down to his car and grab something, but we're going to start with him in a minute. Sure, he's got to tune up his guitar and stuff.
Yeah.
You wanted to hear some Pretenders. Why don't we hear a
yeah.
nice live Precious before we talk to Scott. Scott Damgaard coming up next.
Yeah.
It's MFO.
I like the way you cross the street, cause you're precious. Moving through the Cleveland heat, how precious. Taking eyes and all the kicks is real precious. But you know how shit breaks, cause I'm still ain't coming into view. How precious. It's a pity that you bruised my hip, cause I'm precious. You shouldn't let your manners slip your tooth.
Just like the time before. It's late and I'm all alone, and I shouldn't be driving my car. Frankie got my lighter.
Three more lighters.
Like so many times before.
Complete my collection.
He put it in his pocket.
Don't worry, he'll get more.
And he walked right out the door.
Sweet man. It's like unbelievable. I can get a red one, a blue one, whatever color I want. Unbelievable. You know what I'm talking about. Don't try to tell me you don't know what I'm talking about. I'll get you one. What are you gonna do? Next time I see that lighter, snatch it up.
WMFO in Medford. Frankie Got My Lighter by Scott Damgard. And here he is. Scott, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Brian.
Who's Frankie and why does he have your lighter?
Frankie, you know, we all got that friend that pockets your lighter, you know what I mean? That's a true story there. That's my buddy Frankie. He was a drummer in my band Stained Glass Eye.
Right.
And fortunately, we lost Frankie to cancer last year.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. That sucks.
But Frankie, that's a true story. Frank was over at my house one time, came over, and we had been having a few beers and smoking a little smoke, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Frankie, after a while, you know, it's time for Frankie to go home, so he left. And
I always you know, take people's lighters by accident.
That feeling when the buzz wears off and you're like, okay, where's that lighter now?
Right.
And you're looking for it all over, and I couldn't find it. And so the only thing I could do was write a song about it.
Well, it's very cool. Because it has that ska thing going, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Boston's-ish.
Mighty Mighty Boston's right. Kind of style, right?
Yeah. Very cool. So what do you want? You going to play us a couple songs today?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. You know, I saw, you know, we were chatting on Facebook. I saw you posting a cool alternate take of Cry Baby Cry.
Yeah.
John Lennon doing it by himself with acoustic guitar. And you were like, hey, man, why don't you come in and play that song?
I originally said I'll sing it.
Yeah,
but
what
you know what?
Do.
No, I want to hear you do it.
Well,
I haven't heard your version. And I'm sure you've done it more than me since I've never done it. So
you've never done it?
No, only to myself in the car.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is one of my favorite songs ever, man. I don't know how John Lennon even came up with this song. It's so cool, man. So cool.
Scott Damgard. Why don't you do that, and then we'll talk chat a little about you after.
Sounds good.
Right
Sounds
on.
Good.
Scott Damgard, guys, on MFO.
Cry, baby, cry. Make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better. The king of marigold was in the kitchen cooking breakfast for the queen. The queen was in the parlor playing piano for the children of the king. Cry, baby, cry. Make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better. So cry, baby, cry. The king was in the garden picking flowers for a friend who came to play. The queen was in the playroom painting pictures for the children's holiday. Cry, baby, cry. Make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better. So cry, baby, cry. The Duchess of Kirkcaldry, always smiling and arriving late for tea. The Duke was having problems with the message at the local bird and bee. Cry, baby, cry. Make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better. So cry, baby, cry. 12 o'clock, a meeting round the table for a seance in the dark. With voices out of nowhere put on specially by the children for a lark. Cry, baby, cry. Make your mother sigh. She's old enough to know better. So cry, baby, cry. Cry, 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 baby. She's old enough to know better. So cry, baby, cry. Can you take me back? Take me back. Can you take me back where I've been from, brother? Can you take me back? Home. Can you take me back? Number nine.
Number nine.
Oh yeah, I was wondering if you were gonna do that ending like that, and very cool. Yes.
Oh man, the White Album.
Scott Damgard. Yeah, that was a White Album one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Even your mother can listen to that one. Make her sigh.
Right?
It's beautiful. I'm glad I had you do that. That's, you know, I wouldn't be able to do it as much justice as you just did. That was awesome. So thank you very much, Scott.
If you ever really want to record it, man, I'll play the guitar for you.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
You got your own studio?
I've got a home studio. I record a lot up in Boxboro at Ken Hickey's studio. He's got a great studio. I like to go up there when I want to do it right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Scott's a local guy. You've been on a few times. It's been a while, though. Why don't you remind people where you're coming from and what you're doing?
Yeah, I love coming here to WMFO. You guys support local music so good, man. I've been here on your show, and I've been on the Wednesday nights. Mikey.
On the Town.
Yeah, On the Town.
I was actually a DJ with them I first started here, because they have rotating DJs.
Yep.
I was one of the mix. But,
I was actually on there when Mikey D was still doing it.
Wow. I don't know Mikey D. Even though I've done that show, he passed away before I came on.
Yeah.
So it's been a while now, yeah.
Yeah, he was a good guy, man.
He was
always at every gig, man. He was always out supporting music.
That's what I hear. I really, I'm sorry I missed him, you know?
Yeah, tragedy, man. Him. You know, a good die young, right? Frankie's gone.
Yeah.
Mikey D, you know. So we must be the bad boys.
I don't know.
Hanging in there.
Yeah, like Keith Richards.
Yeah.
He's proven it can be done.
Mm. But yeah, I've been...
Where are you from, first of all?
I guess I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Did you?
And, you know...
With Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah. We used to go bowling all the time and drinking beers.
Drinking shots?
Yeah, you know.
Shots Brewery.
I can't believe how much people drink back in Milwaukee, man. I didn't realize it till I left.
It's breweries there, isn't it?
Yeah. Way before there was microbreweries or anything, we had beers all over the state of Wisconsin.
Right.
Yeah.
So when did you come over here?
Well, actually, in September, it's going to be my 30th year anniversary of coming to Boston.
That's, you've been here 30 years
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so way longer than I lived in Milwaukee, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So I feel very at home here in Boston. And
always working on something. How many albums you got out?
Well, I'm finishing up my sixth solo album right now.
Nice.
I've made like six other albums, you know, but my solo albums, I got my sixth one. It's basically, it's done. I think there's maybe one or two more tweaks we're going to do and next week, and then it'll be ready to go.
Well, it looks like you brought me a dozen tracks here.
I did, yeah, yeah.
Anything in particular you want to play for the gang?
From the new?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is... By the way, this is not even mastered yet, so this is a pre-release...
Exclusive. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I think... let me see here.
Scott Damgard.
Yeah.